Hello and welcome to our Start-Stop Reflection, now every Tuesday morning between 7.45 and 9 o'clock at St. Stephen Walbrook. We start with a brief Bible passage followed by a reflection inspired by an event or anniversary this week, and then a short period of silence before some prayers. Do stay as long or as short as your schedule allows. Our Bible passage this morning is from Psalm 19. Verses 1 to 6 on page 528. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, their words to the end of the world. The heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hidden from its heat. On the 20th of April 1920, scientists Harlow Shapley and Herbert D. Curtis held what has become known as the Great Debate on the Nature of Nebulae, Galaxies, and the Size of the Universe, held in Washington, D.C. Harlow Shapley, head of the observatory at Harvard, believed that spiral nebulae, clouds of astronomical objects, such as Andromeda, identified through NASA telescopes, were within our galaxy of stars, the Milky Way, which Shapley and others considered to be the full extent of the universe. Herbert Curtis, director of the Allegheny Observatory in Pittsburgh, however, believed that such spiral nebulae were of such size and distance that they were actually separate galaxies away from the Milky Way. Now, as a definite non-scientist, I regularly came bottom in physics and chemistry at school. I don't understand the arguments, but I do know that Curtis won the debate. And building on the observations of Curtis, astronomers now believe that the Milky Way is one of an estimated 200 billion galaxies within the universe. The Milky Way probably contains at least 100 billion stars. Somewhat mind-bending numbers. The psalmist who wrote Psalm 19, perhaps 2,500 years ago, sings of how the starry heavens proclaim the glory and the brilliance of God's skill as creator of the universe. The passage of day and night show a knowledge of God that is not explained in speech or words. The sun is celebrated as a bridegroom that joyously provides light and heat. The media always seem to enjoy reporting supposed clashes between scientific and religious commentators, preferring to see the two as being in separate opposing camps. However, as has always been the case, many scientists hold religious beliefs. Both scientists and theologians are seeking truth. Their approaches have a degree of independence, but also complementary in many ways. For people of faith, the more we understand, the bigger God becomes. As science makes new discoveries, there's a need for wisdom and principles to understand ethical implications of how to benefit from discoveries. John Polkinghorne, who died last year, was a professor of mathematical physics at Cambridge, who then resigned to become an Anglican priest before returning to Cambridge as president of Queen's College. He wrote, "The profound intelligibility of the universe is a significant and mysterious fact. Those who are imbued with a deep thirst for understanding will not be content to treat it simply as a fortunate accident. We are driven to ask why the world is so beautifully and fruitfully ordered." Polkinghorne is one of several scientists who have emphasized the extraordinary fine-tuned balances within the universe that enable life, including the creation of carbon that forms the basis of life, the speed of expansion of the universe and the precision within Earth's gravitational forces. Any minute change in any of these balances would render life impossible. Polkinghorne saw such balances as pointing to divine will and design. In Genesis, we are told that God calls us to participate as diligent stewards of his creation, to help keep the earth fruitful, pointing to beauty within creation. Frederick Olmsted, the creator of Central Park in New York City, was born 200 years ago today, on the 26th of April, 1822. As an early conservationist, Olmsted won the commission to design Central Park as a green space that was open to and would inspire all. It was a design that widely influenced park design throughout the US and the world. He paints with lakes and wooded slopes, with lawns and banks and forest-covered hills, with mountainsides and ocean views. So the architect Daniel Burnham gushed about Olmsted's work, which helped to celebrate and promote the wonders of the natural world and create access to them within an urban environment. So may we reflect on the power of God displayed in the wonders of creation and on the responsibilities we all have to work with him to protect his creation and to encourage others to see God in such wonders. Let's have a few moments of silence before our prayers. Our prayer this morning is, Father, Lord of all creation, with the response, open our hearts to your wonders. Father, Lord of all creation, open our hearts to your wonders. Heavenly Father, we express our deep gratitude for your creation, which resounds with your glory and power, and for the privilege that through your grace we are part of it. Father, Lord of all creation, open our hearts to your wonders. Father, bless and guide us as loving stewards of your creation, committed to its preservation for future generations. May we be selfless and tireless in striving to combat climate change and in supporting those who are most vulnerable. Father, Lord of all creation, open our hearts to your wonders. Merciful Father, bring peace to your world. Transform the hearts of all who pursue violence. Convert them to your ways of gentleness and peace. Comfort, sustain, heal all who suffer. Uphold the brokenhearted. Prosper the peacemakers. Enable the refugees to experience welcome and security. Pray especially for the people of Ukraine. Father, Lord of all creation, open our hearts to your wonders. We pray for the work of all scientists, all devoted to medical research, all advising on climate change. May they use all their skills and resources to enhance life and to emphasize the wonders of your creation. Father, Lord of all creation, open our hearts to your wonders. Father, may your Son walk with us in all that we do. May we live your gospel and shine your light. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and always. Amen. Thanks for joining us for our reflection. Please feel free to leave now if you like, but you're more than welcome to stay longer. The next reflection will start in a couple of minutes. Do have a wonderful day.